Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh my god, Ross, total laid back.
I don't want to go. I 100% do not want to go. But Surika's there. Ross, we're going, and that's that. We pull up at a red light near Oatlands College, and I go to open the door, but she's too quick for me, and she centrally locks the car. She goes, Ross, he's your godson. Yeah, no, she's talking about Ross Jr. I'm there, but his old dear hates my guts. Which is true. She blames me for breaking up her and Christian's marriage. She'd already been a fowler at the thought of me coming, and I am not, repeat, not eating her mince pies this year.
You have to eat her mince pies, Surika goes. She only makes them for us.
Yeah, because you told her that you love them.
I didn't want to hurt her feelings.
Seriously, who doesn't know the difference between mincemeat and minced meat?
It's because she doesn't eat them herself.
I know why. I can't believe nobody has ever said it to her.
Please don't tell her, Ross. I don't want her to know that I've been lying to her for all these years.
10 minutes later, we've arrived in Booterstown. Lauren opens the door. Like I said, she's already pissed off with me. She just hasn't figured out why yet.
She goes, the boys aren't here. Their dad has taken them ice skating.
I'm there, oh well, will you give this to Ross Jr.? And I hand her my present and turn to go. She goes,
what are you, Amazon Prime? Come in. Surika, how are you? Merry Christmas.
Surika's there. Merry Christmas, Lauren. Oh my God, you look amazing. Into the gaff, then down to the kitchen we trot.
What is it?
Lauren goes, giving the present a shake. I'm there. You'll have to wait until the big day, because I literally haven't a clue what's in the box. It was Surika who chose it, because whatever I buy the dude, Lauren always has an issue with it. It's either too plastic or too violent or too gender binary. One year she accused me of trying to embarrass Santa Claus because my present was too generous. The next year, I was the Grinch because I threw him a 5 yo-yo gift card for the trampolining centre in Sandyford.
Surika goes, I think he's got it just right this year, Lauren.
I'm there. Right, so we'll be off now.
Lauren goes, sit down. I made mince pies.
Jesus, I can smell them. I'm there. I'm not sure how hungry I am, in fairness to me, Lauren.
She's like, I only made them because you were coming.
Surika's there. We'll split one, won't we, Ross?
Lauren takes a tray out of the oven. There's like 20 or 30 of the things on it, all piping hot, shepherd's pie filling spilling out from underneath the tops of 2 or 3 of them.
She goes, you'll be eating all of these. No one in this house likes them.
I'm thinking, yeah, I fucking wonder why.
She's there. I've never tasted mince pies. It's just the thought of them. Ugh. But I made them that time from a Donal Skean recipe, and it was you, Surika, who said you loved them.
She puts a bowl down in front of each of us with 2 pies in them. Then, I shit you not, she pours cold custard from a carton all over them. Surika stares at hers in horror, and I know she can't do this. For a moment, I think she's about to throw up.
Oh my God! She suddenly goes, hand over her mouth. I've just remembered, I'm a vegetarian.
Lauren's there, since when? You weren't a vegetarian in August, because I was at your barbecue.
Surika goes, I went veggie just after that. Ross, you can eat mine as well.
She tips her 2 pies into my bowl. Seriously, you think you know someone? The 2 of them stare at me while I break the crust with the tip of my dessert spoon and shovel a mouthful into me. She's used fatty mince, and I spend like 60 seconds chewing this disgusting mixture of hot beef grizzle, short crust pastry, and cold fucking custard.
Lauren's like, well?
I'm there, all good. Trying to swallow a stringy bit of meat. Nice. And Lauren goes,
yeah, thanks for that, Paul Hollywood. Anyway, I'm glad you're both here because I wanted to ask you something.
Surika's there. Ask away, Lauren.
Well, as you know, Ross and Oliver have developed this TikTok dance that's got like thousands of views. Sirica's like, wow. In 2024, Lauren goes, they want to do it in all 27 of the EU capitals. So we're asking people, friends and family mostly, to cover the cost of their flights and hotels. And mine, because obviously they can't travel on their own. She hands Sirica a piece of paper and goes, we thought about setting up a crowdfunding page, but then we figured, no, we'd just ask people we know who have money to pick a city each.
Sirica gives it the old left to right. She's like, Paris, Copenhagen, Rome. And she's not happy. I'm chewing on what feels like a bit of bone and I'm thinking, this is some bullshit. Lauren cops my face. She's like, what? I'm there. It's a lot of moo. You were the one who flipped when I gave him that check for Christmas that time.
She goes, what was a 7-year-old boy supposed to do with 5 grand? You totally destroyed his sense of the value of money.
Sirica goes, what Ross means is that it's a bit much asking us to pay for the 3 of you to go to Paris for the weekend, just to do a dance. That's when Lauren ends up totally losing her shit. She goes,
I'll tell you what's a bit much. Being invited to a barbecue and then, as you're leaving, being presented with a bill for the meat.
Sirica's there. I just suggested that everyone revolute me 30 euros so I could plant trees to offset our carbon deficit. But there's no talking to the girl.
She goes, get out, both of you. Some godfather you've turned out to be.
And I decide to just say it so that we never have to go through this charade again. I'm there. Your mince pies are absolutely fucking vile, by the way.
She's like, excuse me?
And I go, it's not supposed to be literally mince, Lauren.
Sirica's there, Ross, please stop.
I'm like, it's like mincemeat. It comes in a fucking jar and it's supposed to be like sweet. Lauren fixes Sirica with an absolute filthy look.
She's there, you said you loved them. Oh my God, you asked me for the recipe.
I'm there, meat with custard. Did you at no point think that that was weird, Lauren? She doesn't say anything. She's just like staring into space like everything she ever believed has been shown to be bullshit. Sirica goes, Ross, let's go. Merry Christmas, Lauren, to you and the boys. We'll show ourselves out.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.